Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahar Jisade. Nagaland Chief Secretary and Chairman of State Executive Committee, Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, J. Alam, yesterday reviewed the preparedness of districts for the impending monsoon season. Top state officials, including DGP Rupin Sharma, ADGP Renchamo, Home Commissioner VKA, Commissioner and Secretary Lochalie Via, NSDMA Old District Deputy Commissioners and Chairpersons of District Disaster Management Authorities, DDMAs, participated in the video conference. A statement by NSDMA said, the Chief Secretary reviewed the availability of food grains, essential medicines, road connectivity and other key commodities in each district. He urged DDMAs to team up with other departments and initiate steps to clear drainages and culverts for smooth water flow. Road construction agencies were asked to position adequate machinery at vulnerable areas on arterial roads for any emergency clearances. Alam further sought close coordination among DCs, DDMAs and line departments to address potential issues and activate interagency groups involving civil societies, NGOs for effective management and information dissemination during disasters. Meanwhile, a review of road connectivity issues was conducted with National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited and the State Public Works Department led by Commissioner and Secretary Works and Housing K. Yome and respective Chief Engineers. All agencies were directed to ensure that major roads remained functional to maintain connectivity across the state during the monsoon period. Buddha Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Lord Buddha, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted the nation on the occasion. Murmu said, Lord Gautama Buddha has given the message of truth, non-violence, harmony and love for humanity and all living beings. She said, Lord Buddha's teachings of tolerance, self-awareness and good conduct inspire everyone to serve humanity. In his message, Vice President Dhankar said, Lord Buddha's teaching offer a transformative roadmap for the pursuit of a life rooted in ethical conduct, mental discipline and wisdom. Dhankar said, Lord Buddha's doctrines of the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Path guides people towards compassion and non-violence. State industries and commerce officials were sensitized on the new subsidy policy, Uttar Purva Transformative Industrialization Scheme, Unnati 2024. In this regard, a seminar was conducted yesterday at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce Kohima with Chartered Accountant Sourav Sahiwala as the resource person. Unnati 2024 is a central government scheme aimed at developing industries and generating employment in the Northeast region. Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland hosted a two-day capacity-building training on corporate social responsibility, CSR compliances and project management for non-governmental organizations, NGOs, on May 20th and 21st. Gracing the event as special guest, Principal Secretary to the Chief Minister and Development Commissioner R. Ramakrishnan emphasized the crucial role of NGOs in community empowerment. The event was conducted in collaboration with the HCL Foundation and saw participation of 35 NGOs from across the state. With only a day left for campaigning to end for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections, leaders of all major political parties are occupied with a hectic schedule of canvassing in poll-bound states. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday addressed rallies in Dwarka, Uttar Pradesh's Basti and Shravasti districts. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri in Haryana and hit out at the government over the issue of the Agnivir scheme. A total of 58 parliamentary constituencies in six states and two union territories will go to poll in this phase on Saturday, including all seven seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana and 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh. Campaigning is also at its peak for the seventh phase of the election, which is the last phase. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.